This is an interview with Jimmy Lorch, who served with the United States Marine Corps during the Vietnam War. This interview is being conducted at Slinger High School on March 12, 2008. The interviewer is Carl Howland. Well, why don't you describe to us like how the first day was when you got to boot camp or basic training?
Oh, good question. Boot camp. Well, first of all, before I left, I went to my barber, and he gave me a haircut for free, and that was great. So I thought my hair would be short enough. If you're going in the Marine Corps, enjoy your hair right now, because it'll be shorter than this. Got a haircut, got off the plane in San Diego. It was at night. The bus picks you up, takes you onto base, and all of a sudden the hollering starts. All right, girls, we're girls. Until you graduated, you're a girl. Ladies, whatever female analogy they can use, that's what they used. Get off the bus in so many unmentionable terms and put your feet over there on the yellow foots, yellow feet that marks that you got out there. And then I got another haircut, the real Marine Corps haircut, where they go and just lay it on there, and they are done in less than a minute. All your hair is gone. At that point, I believe we went through a line to pick up some uniforms, and we went back to our Quonset huts. Quonset huts are like metal buildings. Actually, didn't hit Quonset huts until later in basic. We were actually in tents back in 1968. And the very first night, the drill instructor gets us all together, and we have a bull session. We just start asking questions and whatever. And I said, do you, and bam, I got slapped in the face. Do I look like a ewe to you? Do you know what a ewe is? A ewe is a female goat. And you get such a shock of being slapped that the mind wasn't working yet. So I said ewe again and got slapped again. And in your back of your mind, you're going, I'm going to hate this. But that was my first introduction to a United States Marine Corps drill instructor, but that made me a better person for it.
Well, that's good. So, was your basic training throughout 190 days, or is it 120?
The 120 days is something different. That's when we were. That's a deferred getting into the service. 12 weeks. I think we had 8 weeks of basic training, where we learn how to march, learn how to strip weapons down, learn how to do whatever, and a lot of physical therapy, PT, running, jumping, doing whatever, sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups, chin-ups, you name it, we did it, sometimes in full packs. And then we had 4 weeks of what they called advanced infantry training, where we went... We moved from San Diego, and we went to Camp Pendleton, which is a big Marine Corps base, where we would do go out in the rain, go underneath barbed wire with machine guns being fired over your head, grenades going off, learning how to throw grenades, hand grenades, learning how to shoot anti-tank bazookas. They don't have bazookas anymore, but we had a 3.5 rocket launcher that was a bazooka. I actually shot a bazooka. Hmm. Now they have probably even after the Vietnam War, they've improved. They used to have this one-shot thing called the log. It was just a plastic, it was actually plastic body with a round inside. You open it up and you'd fire it. One shot, discard it, and move on your way. But it was very light and very mobile. So it was actually 12 weeks of, let's say, training to become a Marine. The 6 weeks at boot camp at San Diego, you do everything with 65 other guys in the platoon. And you get to see three different drill instructors, and they all holler at the top of their lungs. And I happened to be what was known as the reader, because I didn't like to study. So, you know, in me reading the manual, Order of Arms and military law and ranks. We had to know two different ranks. We had to know Marine Corps rank, and we had to know Department of the Navy, because we, naval ranks, because we are, Marine Corps is Department of the Navy. But we're the best part of the Navy, just so everybody understands that. It's just a coming joke. One of the jokes is when you go on sea duty, who do they give the guns to on the ships? Who's protecting the ships? Well, the Marine Corps is.